Education in South Africa is not always functioning the way it should, and not all parents can afford private schools. Who would you recommend to take on homeschooling? Is it any parent's cup of tea?
I believe that it's for any parent who wants to homeschool their children. They can be successful, and they do not have to be well educated or even very patient, as that's not required. The most important thing, in my opinion, is to be committed to see it through and to be able to persevere if or when there are challenges.
What are some of the key things to keep in mind if you start homeschooling during high school?
The reasons you chose to start homeschooling will be an important factor, because there may be some recovery time needed for children to heal, either from labeling if they weren't coping academically, or even from bullying or other bad experiences which they may have had in school, which caused you to opt for homeschooling at this sort of late stage of the school career. The other thing is, if possible, to consider the young person's direction for the future, if they know where they would like to go to train or study further. Many teens I know have no clue yet, and so it's essential to use this time to allow them to discover themselves and to develop hobbies and have plenty of time to pursue their own passions. And very often, this is a clue to the direction that a child should go in terms of a career path. But it's also important for them to actually get to discover themselves and establish their own identity.
I suppose some of the concerns that parents might have is ensuring social contact. You know, teens are social beings, and if they're not necessarily within the formal school structure, how do you ensure that social contact when you homeschool?
Okay, well, first of all, as homeschoolers, you don't isolate your family from the community. You do participate in events at church and sport and have socials with friends just like other people do. But I would also assume that teens who've been in school would already have friends, and it would be up to them to maintain the relationships that are important to them. So taking a child out of school should not equate with removing them from their social life. And as I said, homeschooling families also have social events within the homeschool community. They are support groups. So a teen might enjoy finding new friends who are following a similar educational path.
Now, there are many advantages to homeschooling. Shirley, would you highlight some of them, please?
I thought I'd mention the ones that I asked my 16-year-old daughter about the other day. I said to her, what do you think are some of the advantages of homeschooling? And she just rattled off a whole bunch, which really took me by surprise. And this is what she came up with. You don't have tons of homework. You don't have to deal with the nonsense that goes on in schools, like drugs and swearing. You get to spend time at home with your family. She says, I get to choose my own subjects. You get to learn to think outside the box, as you don't get taught to conform every day, and there's no peer pressure. And that's pretty much what I would have said too. The other thing that she didn't mention is the one-on-one attention. So children who are battling academically tend to thrive once they're out of a big classroom situation.
Now, there's a misconception that homeschooling is not at the same standard as normal schooling.
I don't know where that misconception stems from, because if you look at the media reports, the South African school system is producing some of the poorest results in the world, even though the state spends roughly 12,000 rand per annum per pupil in the educational system. Unfortunately, there's no research done in South Africa, but in the USA, homeschoolers have been found to far outperform their school-going peers on standardized tests. In South Africa, homeschoolers who are wishing to get a matric certificate can either enroll with a distance education service provider and write the National Senior Certificate, or they write the Cambridge International Examinations, and some write the American GED, which is the equivalent of an American high school diploma, and others take vocational courses through FET colleges. So there are ways for them to get certification if that's the route that they need to go.
Something that I just thought of while you were speaking, you know, on the one side, I've asked a lot of questions when it comes to the actual pupil and homeschooling environment. How do you as a parent, let's say you are now going to be the educator, do you need to go on some specific training, or do you get some outside help to tackle those difficult subjects like maths?
The beauty of homeschooling curriculum is that they are written with the idea that the parent is not an expert in maths or science. So they are very self-explanatory, and they have answer keys, and some come with DVDs where the expert in the subject gives the lesson. And a lot of them offer online support as well. So no, a parent doesn't need to be an expert, but some parents do what other parents do and also get a tutor or somebody in to help their children or send them for extra lessons if they are battling with something and they don't feel able to help their children with those particular subjects. But there's no requirement to be a homeschooling parent. You are really just a facilitator of your child's learning by the time they are at high school level. For our generation who've been through the school system, there's a big mind shift that I think is needed, because all we know is the school way of doing things. And one of the biggest mistakes I've seen homeschoolers do is to take their children out of the school system and then try and replicate that system at home. Homeschooling is not school at home. There are other ways to educate children that are more flexible and definitely more enjoyable and produce better results. So parents need to invest some time and even some money in researching how homeschooling works best and how to do it differently than the way we were educated in the school system.